ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. A suspect now in custody after a mass shooting at a medical center in Atlanta. ABC's Steve Osunsame.
The first bullets tore through the busy lunch hour in Midtown Atlanta.
They're now advising the active shooter, a person shot.
It was right outside the reception desk of a doctor's office and into the waiting room.
They're advising a female shot. She's seriously bleeding, shot in the side and the back.
People had to choose between running for their lives and helping the wounded. All of them women. One who was 39 years old died. Four others were rushed to the hospital.
That victim has been identified as Amy St. Pierre, a young child killed in a shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sources say as authorities are responding to the home, an armed man on Elizabeth Avenue near Watson Avenue approached police. Newark cops then shot that armed man. He later died. When authorities entered the home, they found the 7-year-old dead and a man critically injured. A fourth gunshot victim went to Beth Israel Hospital.
ABC Sifon Kim. This is ABC News. Families waiting years for public housing.
There are cities across the country that are trying to come up with solutions. In Philadelphia, for instance, they've come up with a pilot program. They randomly select applicants who are on the Philadelphia Housing Authority waitlist, and they give them a monthly stipend calculated to bridge the gap between their income and housing expenses.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. In Michigan, three Nigerian men charged in an online sextortion case involving hundreds of victims. Officials say they posed as a girl on Instagram and convinced people to send nude pictures. One of the alleged victims, 17-year-old Jordan DeMay, who took his own life last year, his mother, Jennifer Buda.
We wanted everyone to be aware about sextortion and have those tough conversations with their families. So if it did happen to them, they knew to talk to someone.
If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, free confidential help is available 24 hours a day. Call or text the National Lifeline at 988. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin will get over $300 million as part of a settlement in a multi-state lawsuit accusing drug makers and distributors of contributing to America's opioid crisis. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee approved a motion to accept the money on Tuesday, with 30% going to the state and 70% going to county governments. Earlier this year, a settlement was reached with opioid manufacturers Teva and Allergan, as well as with pharmaceutical chains Walmart, Walgreens and CVS, totaling over $19 billion. Accepting the settlement also requires the companies make major changes in how prescription opioids are sold and dispensed. If you filed your taxes on time and are waiting for a refund from the state of Wisconsin, you can check on the status at the Wisconsin Department of Revenue website. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.